Hello, it's Brian.
Oh, hi, Derek. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right, Tina. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up, excuse me, because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if
there
was something.
Yeah, I've seen something about that. I don't know. I don't even know where that card number came from that you guys had. I'm like, I don't have any cards that had that number on them, so not
weird.
Even sure where that came from. Yeah, that's weird. I am having a very bad month, though, so I'm definitely not able to catch that up at the moment.
Okay, so you can have more time. I would just recommend taking care of it before the 31st of this month, because if it gets to April 30th...
I will certainly try. It's that time of year, taxes, everyone's paying their taxes to Uncle Sam, and they're not calling me, and the ones that got money back, they're not calling because they're buying new. So this is where I'm at until April, so... I'll try to get her before the 30th of the month to you guys. I can give you a different card if you'd like, but you can't run it yet. I don't even have it activated.
Okay, I can put it in and then process it, you know, whenever you think it might be activated, maybe Friday or Monday or something.
Well, it won't be this week, I don't think, but we can certainly try to get it done before the 30th, like you said.
So one option that you have is your program. Let me just double check. Yeah, it includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. What some people do when they hit a tight spot is they remove those because that would lower your
subscription. That's the only thing I'm getting jobs from is my Facebook.
Oh, so you do like the Facebook ads. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's,
so
that's the biggest part of my business. It's just, you know, right now, this that time of year that just, it was more crushing than it's ever been, so.
I get it. Okay. So.
Did you say 4858 for the number is what I had a card for?
Yes, it's a Visa ending in 4858.
Do you have the first numbers too, if I read it off to you?
Yes. Let me go back to that screen.
Because it looks like they gave me the new card that I haven't even set up yet. It has a 4858 number.
Is it 4394-6071-0531-4858?
Yeah, so the new expiration for that's going to be 0229.
Okay, and then
which
the
is
code?
Weird because none of my other bank cards have that number.
Weird. Okay, and then what's the code?
It's going to be 875.
So we had the expiration of 226 and a different security code. So I don't know if maybe that's the updated one that
they recirculated
the
number.
It could have been. It could have been. Yeah. But in any case, I have the correct info now. And then what I can do, just because I don't want it to start trying to process it once daily, is I'll
push
the billing
out. Right, you can give me, like,
a
call on Friday, and we'll see where I'm at.
You got it. Okay, so I'll push the billing out.
I have a pretty decent day tomorrow, but I've got some regular, normal, you know, personal bills that I really need to catch up. And so that means if I get all those caught up, then Friday, if you call me, either A, I'll have the money and say, yeah, go ahead and do it, or B, I'll be like, all right, it's looking like next week will be a good time for us to get it done.
Okay,
and then
you got it.
Hopefully
so,
everything will just continue on from there, and we can just continue on as we have for the last year.
Yeah, and if it happens again where you get a tough month like that, you could always call us before the bill is due and ask.
Well, it usually does. And I wasn't thinking about it as the time was coming. I've been trying to pay off a lot of debt. So I really hadn't been saving anything. Normally I'll save up, you know, to where I have a couple grand in the bank or whatever. So
cushion,
all the bills.
Yeah.
Right. But I kind of just been trying to blast everything out the door to pay off all the debt. And, you know.
Well, that's a good feeling though, getting that paid off. That's awesome.
Well, yeah,
good
if we can
you.
Get it done. I've got about $8,000 more to go. aside from car payments.
With yourself. That's a lot of money. So just do what you can and eventually you'll get it paid off. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, well we paid about half of it off this year, but you know, we've got another half to go, and you know, that doesn't include car payments and whatnot, but yeah,
of
if we get rid of
yeah,
another $8,000, so we'll be good to go.
Okay. So thank you for communicating everything with me. I put some good notes in here, and I'll call you on Friday. I'll also text you my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if anything changes, you can call me as well. Okay.
Well, usually whoever called me to begin with, I think it was Nadine or something. I have it in my phone as Nadine, but that's usually I just text you guys directly through that. But when you guys sent me a thing a couple of weeks ago saying that the card was going to expire, and I messaged back on that, and usually everyone responds to me, you know, if I have anything for advertising changes or anything like that. Typically, they respond back. But when I said, I don't understand what you're saying, what do you mean? You know, I don't know this card number, and no one answered me. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
you know, okay.
I was like, maybe it wasn't their department, and they're like, oh, we're just going to ignore it.
I don't know. I'm looking at the text messages. I don't see one. Like, because if we get one in and it's, you know, not something that we address or we just dismiss it, it'll show that we got a text and we dismissed it. But I don't see anything like that. Maybe it didn't go through or something.
Yeah. Advertisement. Yep, you just sent me, hey, it's Tina. Hold on.
You can send that. You could just write test or something and just to see if it'll get to me.
So Nadine's no longer there, or you just took over this jurisdiction?
Well, it's all the same phone number, but we have different extensions. So what happens is if you send a text back, it will usually go to the last person you spoke with. So because I'm calling you about the payment, if you send a text, it'll probably come right back to me. But anybody that opens your account would, oh, I see it. I got it. It says 108 at Pacific time test. Okay, that's good. So it's working. So.
Yeah, so it was February 17th that I responded back to y'all at 10:45 in the morning. And I put, which card are you using and where do I go to update it? And then no one answered.
That's weird because I don't see that in here. Let me go to the SMF section. Hold on, because I was looking at the dismissed section. Maybe it's in the
message after that was February 27th, 10 days later. Hi, Derek. Great news. We just created a custom post on your Facebook page. Check it out now, which I never do that because I never have the time to go log into my I don't even know how to get onto my desktop or anything with y'all anymore.
Oh, I can send you your login again if you want to. Also, now we have the Local Splash app that works with the same login where you would, you know, download it on your phone in the iPhone or the Android store. It's a free app, and then you can log into it. Exactly. That way you don't have to worry about checking it separately. But
well,
for
see,
some reason, that text on the 17th, yeah, we never received it. I see Local/Derek, your credit card expires soon to avoid interruption. That was sent to you on the 17th. I don't see a corresponding one, so it could be that maybe our system was having some glitches that day or something.
Well, I don't know. It could be just the fact that I have T-Mobile, which sucks. Same thing. My wife sent out a message to her brother on a group chat that we have, and I told her, well, it doesn't show your text, and told me that she sent it, and I'm like, well, I showed her it's not there, so she had to resend it. So.
Yeah, you know, with my T-Mobile, it doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while, I'll send a text and it doesn't get to the person for like 5 or 6 or 7 hours later. It's so weird because I'll ask, did you know I didn't get it?
That's a T-Mobile thing. It's all, I've had T-Mobile for like 10, 12 years now. And yeah, they're always so thankful that I've been a customer for so long. And I'm like, yeah, well, you guys still are trash.
Yeah, they probably need to put up more towers or something. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I mean, they started promising better service, and I've been with them since before G3, you know. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's when G3 started, that's when their service went to hell. And it's gotten a lot better, but it's still not great. But I don't know what other services are like, you know. No one, I think everyone's just kind of used to what happens in their service, and they just don't complain about it anymore because you get what you get.
Yeah, I know my dad has Verizon, and he complains just how pricey it is. So I think that T-Mobile probably has better plans, but the Verizon might have better service, but they're more expensive. So
yeah.
I don't know. I guess you have to, like, weigh out the pros with the cons. I like my plan that I have. So.
Yeah, well, I've got a grandfather's plan in, and if we're not paying for brand-new phones, which this year we got caught with all of us upping our phones.
Yeah.
For five or six lines that I have, I usually only pay like $200 a month for unlimited everything. And but right now it's over $500 because we got three or four phones we're paying for now. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, plus they told me, because I had a really good deal like that too. It was like $150 a month and I had like seven lines on it. But what happened was they said that they raised each line by like $5 or $10. And when I questioned them on it, they said, oh, we haven't had a price increase on your plan in over 5 years. So, you know, it's something that, you know, we're doing. But they said probably like it wouldn't happen again for like another 5 years. So, you know, my mine went up, but I still like my plan, you know. So
Mine wasn't supposed to go up. I don't think it has. I was kind of looking at it the other day, but I don't know. I might need to check on that. Maybe they did raise it. Cause I was asking
the
why is it that everything's gone up? And because we were still with the phones that we had bought only like three something, and now it's 500. So they may have raised it, and I just didn't know it.
I hate the way that they make you trade your old phone in now, too, and then they give you like pennies for it. You know, it's terrible. Yeah, unless you have the brand new one, then they'll give you a good price for that. But who's going to trade in a brand new phone, you know?
Well, and the way they're going, I may just trade in all the lines and put them all to landline into one phone. And because that's all they're doing anyways with the phone I have, and then just keep one line instead of, you know, four or five lines for business.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, yours is a business account, so maybe the $500 with all those new phones is a good price. Who knows? But, yeah, look at it before you upgraded and look at what they were charging you per line and then with, you know, aside from the equipment. And then go back and look at what they're charging you now per line, because when they did that $5 increase per line, I think they told me that that was like a company-wide increase they did for everyone. So, yeah, you might want to double check it and just see. So, but I have some good notes in here, and I will definitely call you on Friday, and hopefully we can take care of this then. So, in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
You as well. We'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good, Derek. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Thank you.